right, 807 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Monday. 75 now in our studio, heading for high in the low 90s. And, of course, it's summertime, so thunderstorms are part of the mix this afternoon. More details coming up with Dr. Bill in just a few. Also, a reminder here, if you've got junk and you need it gone, maybe it could even be plastic confetti. If you got plastic confetti, you've been stockpiling all this time, thinking there would just be a big bull market for it, and now you hear the latest news from the city of Mobile, and you want to get rid of it. Hey, Trey can handle that, too. Talk about my buddy Trey Bennett and 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or pick up the phone. Either way, set that appointment time. Have Trey and the crew come out and get the junk gone from your home, your business. Maybe get a house you got to get ready to sell. Wherever you got junk, you got to need it gone. And it doesn't have to just be inside the house. We talked about things that Trey's moved over time. I mean, the above-ground pool, the kids' playhouse, the swing set, the storage building in the backyard, they do those jobs as well. So you got junk, you need that junk gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. The nice thing is, too, they're going to give you a specific time they're going to be there, not quote you a spectrum of time. They know you're busy as well. So they'll set that time, they'll be there, they'll quote you a price, you say yes, they get to work and get the job done. But you got to take the first step. Go online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, speaking of the confetti thing, just a note here, a story over on from Steve Alexander on Fox 10's website says the city of Mobile may make a type of Mardi Gras throw illegal.
Dun, dun, dun.
Where's my political attack ad music when I need it? Two city council members are set to introduce an ordinance this week amending the city code to prohibit the sale. This is where I love. This is where lawmakers, this is where they amuse me greatly.
Mm-hmm.
To prohibit the sale, use, or possession of plastic confetti, or serpentine, as it's sometimes known. Elizabeth Stevens, president of the Downtown Mobile Alliance, says while tissue confetti melts away in the water or gets cleaned up, Mylar confetti lasts and blows around until it finally goes down a storm drain into the Mobile waterways. Another problem is animals can ingest the Mylar. It's also difficult to clean because crews have to hand pick Mylar pieces out of grass and planting beds. So I get what they're saying,
mm-hmm.
right? This Mylar lasts forever. It could go in there, you know, more plastic in our, you know, in our water. I don't know about the pets. I don't know that the animals are, you know, Mylar. I mean, sure, dogs will eat the dumbest things.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
won't
I guess
they,
it's,
though?
Well, it's a possibility.
It sounds like there's at least one neighborhood who would like some dogs to eat that confetti this right. after this
so
weekend.
We could take the plastic confetti to the neighborhood where the dogs are on the loose, right? And take two things and make, you know, fix it. Okay. But the fact that the city code will prohibit the sale, use, that the, all you have to do is use.
Mm.
You know, if I'm in that position and I think this is something to be, the use of it is what I would ban. The possession, are we going to be frisking people? We're going to ask MPD. We're going to ask the officers at MPD to say, stop them and like, you better check if they don't have some plastic confetti on their person.
Always,
ma'am, empty out your pocketbook. Yes, because we have to do a search for plastic confetti.
Would they let them go if they're headed to a birthday party instead
of an outdoor
affair?
You can't no sale, no use or possession. You can't possess it at all. So, and then you'd be like, you know, what'll happen is somebody will get busted with it. Like, it's not my plastic confetti.
Right, yeah.
It must have fallen in my purse.
Yeah, if they're on I-10, maybe heading from Pensacola to a birthday party in Mississippi.
Right.
And the police officer sees maybe the back of the car riding a little lower than it should be. Bales of confetti in the back, and then they'd be arrested with trafficking confetti, I guess.
Right. So, I mean, you're bringing up a point. If they're going to make this against the law in the city of Mobile, and somebody is traveling through the city of Mobile from a place where they can legally purchase plastic confetti to a place they can legally deploy plastic confetti, but they're moving through the city limits of Mobile and they get pulled over for whatever, and they're in possession.
Mm-hmm. That's trafficking across state lines.
Across municipal lines. So that's something that I guess they're going to busy themselves with at city council tomorrow.
And you said, and who's bringing this to the agenda?
It does not say. It says two members of the city council.
I know that look. That means that you kind of sort of think you probably know who the two are.
I don't. You know, I would say if you have comment in Steve Alexander's story from Elizabeth Stevens, president of the Downtown Mobile Alliance, mm-hmm. I would guess, I don't know this though, mm-hmm. I would guess people that represent districts that are touching downtown, mm-hmm. you know, the mm-hmm. midtown, that kind of vibe in there is my best guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that for a fact yet, yeah. So I'm not going to jump to conclusions. All I know is they're going to bring something up that would make... And listen, before somebody gets on the text line and says, it's really... I agree. I don't want it in our waterways either. I don't want your pets ingesting it. It's just the... It's the fact that, you know, well, let's pass an ordinance. And so we're going to pass an ordinance that's going to include possession of plastic confetti. This is how ridiculous... This is the font from which springs ridiculous laws.
I'm glad there's no law against finding moon pies like 8 months later, because we still see those out in the lawn.
Right. Thank goodness it's not plastic confetti.
I hope that the pro-confetti groups show up to city council tomorrow with those little confetti poppers, you know, that you pop, and confetti goes maybe 3 feet.
Maybe people will wrap themselves...
Like those t-shirt boom things.
Yeah. Wrap themselves in plastic confetti and sit
Don't
there.
Don't give them ideas.
Stand out front, just silent, in a silent protest.
People will have their popcorn confetti. Watching online.
Plastic confetti. As Fred says on the text line, confetti with possession with the intent to celebrate. Oh. They've got to be able to prove that you're going to
celebrate. Hey, speaking of celebrating, our friend Ben, he had a birthday
over the weekend. Yes. Happy birthday, Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in with us. He brought us, as always, on his birthday, he brings us lunch. So he brought us lunch Friday and brought us gifts and came and hung out with us. Yeah.
Very cool.
He's like 19 now, so good for him.
I was going to say 20, but I get you.
Also on our list of items to talk about today, Supreme Court just whom? Well, mm-hmm. We'll find out who the president says he's behind tonight. Special nationally televised address, 8 o'clock tonight. The White House hasn't confirmed who's under consideration, but come on, this is the worst kept secret ever. The final four individuals: Brett Kavanaugh, Thomas Hardiman, Amy Coney Barrett, and Raymond Kethledge.
Listen to this headline on the AP: Trump enjoys quote suspense mm-hmm. ahead of Supreme Court announcement.
And he's doing it exactly like he did the last SCOTUS nominee. He's holding off and mm-hmm. waiting for prime time. And even the people closest to him mm-hmm. don't seem to really know which direction he's going, because there's been at least three different names that have been put at the front of the list. Mm-hmm. Kavanaugh has mm-hmm. been considered the most recent favorite. Amy Coney Barrett, they've been thinking because she's a woman. She's also Republican. She's pro-life. She's very much at the top of the list. Mm-hmm. Also, Raymond Kethledge in the past was one of the very top runners. He's kind of fallen back to the other three now. And Thomas Hardiman, they're the one he's saying is making the latest move. He could possibly be the one named tonight.
Yeah, and President says that with his final four options, quote, you can't go wrong. So it makes me think about, you know, when you see these high school players before mm-hmm. they decide, before they announce which college they're right. going to, they do the whole ball cap mm-hmm. swap-a-rooney. It'll be interesting to see how this has played out, if maybe they'll all be there, and then he calls one of them forward. But with Judge Gorsuch, I mean, he hit a home run. Both sides seem to agree. Hopefully, we can find someone that will be able to do the same.
Well, we're talking about the politics of this when we get back, as Kennedy's replacement's going to inherit some potential swing vote power, what that means. Oh, and speaking of the kids in the schools, I saw somebody on Twitter over the weekend showed it. They retweeted some kid who was going to, had listed like every school,
yes.
every college in the
25
country.
25 colleges he listed.
They said, you know, you after five, after the first five on your list, we're not really counting anymore. All right. Right, 8:21 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, Monday style. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane. The digits, 343-0106, 343-0106. Yeah, we could talk some SCOTUS. Also, we could talk some tunnel. Bankhead Tunnel is getting a makeover. Makeover! Surprise
places,
makeover.
Places.
Surprise makeover for the Bankhead Tunnel. Here, so the tweet that came out last week from the folks with Aldot told us that we're happy. Here it is, quote. We're happy to announce that the Bankhead Tunnel is getting a makeover next Monday through Thursday. So that's like today through Thursday. The tunnel will be closed from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m. for the rehabilitation and beautification of the exterior. Maybe that means fixing all the chips where the vehicles run into the top of it. Both portals, so I guess eastbound, westbound, will receive a paint job. What colors, you ask? Let's just say vibrant. Now, you can go back to the podcast. I had a bit of a rant on Friday about this, the idea of vibrant colors in the tunnel. Now, the Bankhead Tunnel is not the problem child that the Wallace Tunnel was. But there are days that we get big backups, and when there's problems at the Wallace Tunnel, a lot of people get off and try to come through the Bankhead. It gets slow going. I suggested, I guess, on Twitter and on the air on Friday that we make it calming. Vibrant, to mm-hmm. me, listen, vibrant is fine, but if you're in a place where it could be stress-inducing, like the tunnel, I would suggest painting it something calming, something...
Now watch.
Okay, wait.
You can make the indication of little stones all in one stroke.
Yeah, like little stones. Thank you, Bob
that
Ross.
That easy.
Yeah.
Now, pull a little reflection down.
Oh, a little reflection. I'm just thinking this should be what we're doing here.
So calming.
Some kind of, and God rest his soul, Bob Ross, but some kind of Bob Ross, of course, a painting guru, Bob Ross, some kind of lakeside scene, you know, like a delta scene.
Mm-hmm.
But in like
soothing,
like this time of year. What vision the delta at about 8:05 in the evening, 7:55 to 8:05 when the sun is down, and the winds calm down,
would
the
you
waters
be
are placid.
Adult lullabies.
Yes, I would have music going while this is
some little duckies flying above the
right. Something calm, and here's a turtle doing its little turtle thing.
You don't think people slow down and enjoy the interior of the tunnel with this newfound makeover, as opposed to putting some AC/DC on and everybody zooming through?
You know, I want people to be calm there as they go through the tunnel, and the vibrant colors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think we need that.
I want them to be medium, because if you're too calm when you come out, you have that light when mm-hmm. you come out of the tunnel, if you're mm-hmm. heading into downtown Mobile, then you may kind of crash into the person in front of you.
You're saying we're going to relax them so much.
Right.
They're gonna just,
Oops.
I don't know. So they say vibrant vibrant colors. So this will be, I don't know. It's just one of these things that the Bankhead, that all that I can remember is, and somebody pointed out, it is kind of an Art Deco architecture, mm-hmm. so maybe it does go with the Art Deco mm-hmm. color, but it just, to me, with the other than Government Plaza, the flavor of downtown architecturally, if you're looking at some of our old buildings of the oldest part of our city, and then if vibrant colors turn into looking like some kind of South Beach dance club down in Miami.
Rave party.
Yeah, I just, something about, I don't know. So yeah, Aldott's got us wondering what's going to happen.
Maybe they'll line the tunnel with glow sticks. Just make it as vibrant as possible.
Glow stick. It's a glow party. So we'll find out. Aldott's working on that, and so I guess through Thursday, and then we find out the big reveal when they pull off the canvas, I guess, or pull the bus out from in front of it, and we all clap.
Or what's the show with Chip and his wife, Joanna?
Extreme. Oh no.
I don't know. We just started watching it, but they put a picture of the old house, and it looks, you know, it's in front of the new house, and then it's the big reveal, mm-hmm. and they pull the house apart, and you're like, oh my gosh! And so maybe they'll do that with the tunnel.
Wow. So that's something that's going on here.
All I can ask is that I hope they get John Daly, the golfer.
Yes.
To be the first to drive through this once we get it updated.
Again.
Because Daly, of course, drove his RV into the Bankhead and did not drive it out of the Bankhead.
You remember what, if I think correctly, it was the AC unit on top of the RV. I think it was a camper, if I remember correctly. He was pulling a camper and had an AC unit on the top. That like the FM Talk 106.5 mobile command unit. We got all that stuff on the top.
Yeah,
you should see me when I try to pull in somewhere with that thing. I'll park and I get out and I look and I come back and I look, because you have the roof height, which is high. It's a Sprinter van style, right? So it's fairly tall.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition, we have the satellite equipment on the top, the 4G relay, the air conditioner, all that stuff on the top that I don't want to leave on the street somewhere behind the mobile command unit. So. Hey, speaking of tunnels and all that kind of good stuff, just got a note here from Kane in the traffic department. 6-mile delay now, clearing that wreck. I-10 westbound on the Bayway, left lane still blocked. I think 3 cars were in that accident, but now I-10 westbound, it's right there where the Bayway and the Causeway cross, about midway. That's where the accident happened, and it is 6-mile delay now heading west. And I'm sure with the rubberneckers, it's probably a 2-mile delay heading east.
Now imagine if they were calm. I'm just saying
that might
be a 20-mile.
No, it would be good. We need to calm people down. Somebody asked me about the latest on the rabid foxes of Baldwin County.
Yeah, what is going on?
Yeah, I sure wish, you know, we'd get something done legislatively on that. But no, the a man now claims he was bitten on the foot yesterday afternoon. He's in Robertsdale. Set the scene here. He's in Robertsdale, sitting on his porch.
Mm-hmm.
And according to our news partners at WKRG, the man was taken to get, quote, appropriate medical attention, end quote, by Robertsdale Police Department. Incident happened on Mattingly Street about 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Police searched but could not locate the fox. I don't know if there's a bolo out for this fox. 2 hours later, park goers called police about a fox that was charging a group of people. Officers were able to capture that fox on the at the park. They're not sure. They think maybe it's the same fox, but you can't be sure. Police have not said whether the fox captured is the same one that bit the man. Police say the fox will be taken for testing today, I'm sure, for rabies. Robertsdale Police Department urges citizens to report any animals that are behaving in a manner which raises alarm. If any wild... here's the takeaway on this rabies stuff. If any wild animal approaches a person, that person should take protective measures and leave the area. Seek shelter if the animal is aggressive. Notify the police. Let me give you a little... primer here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're seeing foxes and raccoons out during the daytime.
Don't be a looky-loo.
That's the first sign. Doesn't mean they're all rabid, but it is a rarity unless it's first thing in the morning, last thing in the afternoon. If it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon and the fox is cruising around, mm-hmm. the raccoons are out doing it.
Probably up to no good.
There's a chance when they lose their normal senses, right? So mm-hmm. they're out in the daylight. These are animals that deal in dusk and dawn and at nighttime. Mm-hmm. When they're out in the middle of the day, that should be your first clue that maybe that this something is, you know, amiss here.
Can I ask you a question about that? So say this fox is rabid. Do rabid foxes or raccoons, can they sneak up on people or do they let themselves be known? I'm just having trouble picturing. I mean, this guy says he was bit on the foot while he was on his front porch.
How it got on the porch, I don't know.
Was
it
a sneak attack?
I don't know the setting of in the videos I've seen of rabid critters, mm-hmm. they kind of walk aimlessly at some point too. I mean, it's more like you watch those zombie shows. Yeah. Zombies sneak up on people. They don't mean to. They're just constantly walking, right? And they end mm-hmm. up in...
Yeah, that calming effect.
That calming effect, right? Zombies, like they've seen a painting by Bob Ross.
Right.
So they could just end up on the porch. But at that point, too, they will be obviously aggressive and won't run away.
Okay.
When critters are out, when foxes and raccoons that are going to be early morning, late afternoon, or nighttime, nocturnal creatures are out during the day, mm-hmm. and then they see humans and they don't run away... These are reasons for you to say, let's get inside.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get inside. And make sure your kids know that. If they see one of these critters, that there's a reason they're seeing the critters. And there we go. And Mark Holliday just walked by the front of our studios with a sign that says, hello, I'm rabid.
But you know what's a good thing?
Don't lock that door.
Whether you see them at night or morning or afternoon, just stay away. I'm not trying to make friends. See what I'm saying?
That's right.
I'm going to be A-okay.
Ooh, I got a picture here, too, from somebody who got bitten by a dog
Ooh.
Just out checking the mail in their neighborhood. Wow.
When we come back from the break, can I read you a funny tweet?
Yeah, I like funny tweets.
It's about the tunnel.
Okay, yeah, let's go for it. Right, 836, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. By the way, too, well played, Fred. On the text line, I'm going to use that because we got in a discussion on the road trip back last week with the family of, you know, what groups of critters were called, you know, like a murderer of crows. And, you know, there's kind of weird names for grouping. And Fred, I'm going to use that. A skulk of foxes.
Yeah.
If you have a group of they're called a skulk. So he said, if you see a skulk of foxes skulking towards you, maybe, you know, that's a... chance.
And it sounds like the Thriller music should be playing when you use that word.
Yes, he also pointed out that the tooth-rattling bump at the exit of the Bankhead Tunnel will jar most motorists awake by that time. Listen, people who trailer through there know what I'm talking about, the way the Bankhead is. You just see your boat or a utility trailer kind of dancing back and forth behind your vehicle. Even if you're doing slow, you're going through there slowly, it's like bong, bong, bing, 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 bing. You're like, please... stay on.
Right now,
please,
somebody's driving, and the person ahead of them, that's happening right now. They know exactly what you're talking
and
about.
And there's people don't know that boats and utility trailers have a magnet in them that draws the car behind as close as possible to the trailer. They try to get as close to your trailer as possible, and then they're obviously fearless or stupid, because when it starts bouncing around there in the tunnel, they mm-hmm. don't back off. They just stay right there. So, all right. So there's you said you got a tweet about the tunnel.
Yes. So because for those of our friends who like to follow along, al.mobileArea, that's the handle. Okay. Here's the quote. Life is like a box of chocolates. You mm-hmm. never know what you're going to get. Tell us your best guesses for the new colors of the Bankhead Tunnel. Stay tuned, because the first color will soon be revealed.
Ooh.
Hashtag Bankhead gets a makeover. So Stephen, with a PH, mm-hmm. E. Pryor, responded, a nice shade of crimson might alert out-of-state powerhouses that they might not want to approach.
Here we go.
Add an A to honor the Crimson Tide National Championship, or alternate years when Auburn wins the national championships, it could be painted Auburn. That's his idea.
There
I thought
go.
That was very nice.
All right, so a changing collegiate football motif
maybe,
going on in the tunnel.
Maybe houndstooth.
Yes.
The houndstooth tunnel.
Well, then they could get into it for the holidays.
That's just like you're in the middle of some kind of Escher drawing or something like that. So that's making me go cross-eyed thinking about driving through a houndstooth tunnel. You also were suggesting music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think maybe they should go ahead and add some speakers inside the Bankhead Tunnel.
Okay, this is what
we'll have a soundtrack. And if, to go with the vibrant colors,
right,
maybe houndstooth, I don't know, but I think this
would be blaring through the tunnel.
Yeah, okay. It'll fire you up.
You don't need to be fired. What is this?
It's going to be vibrant. Got to go fully vibrant, right?
And if you drive to the beat, it's on.
Is this tunnel techno?
Right here, this is like going like 40 miles an hour. And then when they pump it up, oh baby. 75 right there.
No.
Yes.
No. And I'm picturing...
kids, buckle up.
Dieter
5
from
point
Sprocket
harness.
Going, it's time for a tunnel dancing party.
It's our very own Autobahn.
No, we're not doing that.
Okay.
If there's going to be music, I've got some music selected back to what I want Bob Ross kind of styled paintings, and I want...
What a lovely day
now
for
we're
a drive.
Talking. Fantastic. This is what I want. If there are going to be speakers, which we have not heard, we're making that up.
Correct.
But if there are going to be speakers along with the new painting, I want cool, calming colors and... The Girl from Ipanema in the Muzak version pumped through in a continuous loop.
Some people may not leave that tunnel then.
See, that's nice. Calm.
They won't want to go home.
I'm just telling you.
No,
right
you
now.
Can pass. Go ahead. Pass by. But you can't pass in the tunnel. It's fine. Just go ahead and pass.
That's right. I'm just chilling.
I'm digging this.
I'm just like, I think that's maybe the way we should go. All right. Your suggestions on that.
I'm tweeting this out right now.
All right. Well, it's just, some ideas. We'll get the big reveal.
Yeah,
like I said, we find out one color, and then by Thursday, we find out the whole thing.
There are people taking some guesses on the text line, which if you want to text in your guess of what they're going to color the Bankhead Tunnel, 251-343-0106. Jason says, surely the tunnel will be purple and yellow since it's right next to Mardi Gras Park.
So like a Mardi Gras theme?
Yeah, maybe Mardi Gras
purple,
theme.
Purple, green, and gold?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, purple, green, and gold for the Mardi Gras. Yeah, maybe. That's probably, you're probably the best bet. That's probably pretty solid on what will really happen.
What about if it's able to change with the holidays or the different...
Like the lighting on the building?
Correct. Like, for
Please
Halloween, it's orange. For
don't
Christmas,
my,
it's...
Don't give them ideas.
I'm just putting it out there. And then, you know what they'll do? They'll allow people to rent the tunnel and pick their own colors for special occasions. So, I don't know, breast cancer walk or run, it's pink.
Yes.
You know, autism, blue... purple, domestic.
How about it's just gray and it's a tunnel? It's something that gets you under the Mobile River.
We didn't call for the makeover. They did.
How about
Hashtag Bankhead gets makeover. Hey, I just tweeted that out, so we'd love to know your guesses. If you're not able to text, but you can tweet us.
All right. Speaking of things going on or maybe not going on downtown, we'll get some railroad talk and railway station talk in the midday show today, talking about the end around possibility here for having a station for Amtrak passenger service. We'll get into that coming up at noon today.
And it's an end around because Governor Ivey came out, early in June mm-hmm. to say that the state will not be offering any money towards the Amtrak Amtrak train that they wanted to bring.
Next year, it could come back up, and the state could do it. There's a lot. The story gets reported in headlines, overly simplified, I think. But we'll kind of break that down for you coming up. No, and somebody's suggesting you paint rabid foxes. No rabid fox. We're not going to have rabid foxes. Not doing that.
Wouldn't it be interesting if LDOT put us on the committee to help decide?
They would never put me on any committee.
They love you.
Jay is in Spanish Fort. Jay, you got an idea here?
Yeah, I just wanted to see what think about renting out sponsorships for the like banners and stuff in the tunnel. Local businesses running out sections of the tunnel to advertise.
Yeah. Now I like that. I like that. You know, I've had an idea that would have gotten me in trouble in the old days. I suggested we put a low power. We hide a low power FM transmitter inside the Wallace Tunnel back then that would
smart idea
because you know when you get to a certain depth down there in the tunnel you lose your FM signals, and I would have a full scope, all frequency. I'm even saying this, I'll probably have Ajit Pai and the FCC come shut me down today. This is a joke. I'm not really doing this, Federal Communications Commission, but my idea was you put this little low power transmitter in the tunnel with full frequency, so every frequency, anything they were tuned into, it would take over. And then you could have, like, tunnel talk or the tunnel. But you could run ads for the city of Mobile. Like, I pull over now. You can
tunnel
go
talk
in.
Tunnel sounds spicy. I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Welcome to Tunnel Talk Radio. And you could have ads for, like, hey, you're right now in the tunnel, but when you get out, if you'll get out on this exit, you can go do a this and that. Or you go here, and then you know, soon they'll come back up to where the other frequencies take over, and then it'll be gone. It'd just be right there in the belly of the Wallace Tunnel.
I bet Visit Mobile would love that.
So?
Because we're keeping people from flying through our city. But actually staying and spending money and boosting tourism.
Well, think if you had that going on when you're driving in the tunnel and FM signals go out, and then all of a sudden tunnel talk comes on.
I love that idea, because when I'm driving through the tunnel, the last thing I want to do is talk to the people that are in my vehicle. And then when we lose whatever radio signal, you have to actually talk to whoever's sitting beside you. So I would love another FM transmitter inside the tunnel.
Okay, I do have a tunnel question, though.
Okay.
Why, when you are in the Bankhead and not Wallace tunnel, why, when you're in the Bankhead tunnel, do people honk their horns?
Because
Your lights are on.
It's because, you know, for the longest time, I don't know the sign. So that we used to have a sign that said, do not honk your horn. You know, turn your lights off or lights down and no honking horns. So, of course, people being people would see the sign telling them not to do something. They would do exactly that. So I guess they
removed that sign then. So they're just doing it.
I think they just gave up. Yeah, they just gave up. Said, heck with it. Let's take the sign up.
If there's no one in there with you and there's a loud motorcycle, your heart is a little pitter-patter.
Well, I mean, I could solve that. You wouldn't hear the loud motorcycle if you heard.
I can't wait to hear your tunnel talk music.
Welcome back to Tunnel Talk. We're getting to the bottom of things. Here on Tunnel Talk. 846 FM Talk 106.5. Coming right back. We'll grab some phone calls too. 343-0106. Right, 851 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. What's the latest on your ride from Mazda?
I knew you were going to ask me. I was trying to not make eye contact with you about Maximus.
Yes.
He's still with me.
Yes.
I was not here Friday. Had a massive migraine, so Maximus, you know, I had to park him. But Greg has been so kind. He's letting me keep him for a couple more days. I've been having great fun. Maximus is the vehicle that I've named him that, but he's the 2018 Mazda 3 hatchback touring. And so what I get to do is I get to test out different vehicles every 2 weeks or so and let you know what I think. And so this gentleman has been quite the catch. Five doors. So this is my first hatchback I've been behind the wheel of for a number of years. And pleasantly surprised. A lot of room in the back. That's why I named him Maximus. When it comes to legroom, that's a big deal. We have the Fab Five, so I always call our children the happy giraffes because these children, their legs are so long. they need that leg room. And,
right.
You know, we're loving the stereo because we have the speakers and we have all types of plug-ins so everybody can plug in their phone and be happy.
Yes.
The cup holders. And what I really love, which I discovered last week, is that you can go into speed mode, okay?
What?
So, yes. This is a 6-speed automatic transmission, yes, but you can also go into sport mode, which I call it speed mode because you are zooming down the freeway. Great on gas mileage, push button start, all the amenities that you've been loving if you know Mazda. If you don't know Mazda, this is a great starter vehicle for you to get you into the family, and then you'll just grow and have all types of options. But this vehicle is available over at the all-new Dean McCrary Mazda dealership, which is on the East Service Road of I-65. Just look for the largest American flag in the state of Alabama.
There we go. A suggestion of red, white, and blue for a color scheme for the tunnel.
Yep.
Also, Barton Academy white as a color for the tunnel. Scott suggests maybe that, you know, how they have the big shark at Souvenir City you walk into to go inside. why not have the tunnel with a big alligator mouth, huge open alligator mouth you drive into?
Or a mud bug.
Crawfish, thank you, Catherine. The Crichton leprechaun.
Oh, yes. Has to be.
Somebody said Alexander Shannara's face every 5 feet in the bank ad for advertising. Way to go. Hey, Chester, you're not the only one. Chester says, I still try to hold my breath through the tunnel like I did when I was a kid. I do that too. The family's gotten upset when I blanked out there behind the wheel, but it's. It was.
You made it home safely. What's the problem?
You have to do it. It's good luck.
Yeah, that's. And the same things are true now with my children. My daughter's like, he's cheating. And he's like, no, he's not. I saw him breathing.
Do they ever hold their hand up to your nose just to make sure there's no air coming?
They do that every morning at my house.
So do you maintain?
They put a mirror.
I just got that.
They say, nope, no payoff yet. No payoff yet for the life insurance policy.
You just had a birthday. Come on. Do you maintain that, though, when you are, let's say there's a traffic jam in a tunnel. Do you still have to hold your breath?
We have not had a ruling on that. No, yeah, it's usually at regular speed. Bob's in Fairhope up next. Hey, Bob.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Kelly, I just wanted to mention, I had a Yankee friend of mine tell me up north, if you beat the horns in the tunnel, they'll actually give you a ticket. I don't know this to be true. This may just be a myth.
That they'll actually give you a ticket?
Yes. He told me that it will compromise the structural integrity of the tunnel because of the sound waves of the horn. I don't know that.
Well, listen,
true.
I've seen some of those tiles in the Bankhead Tunnel. I wouldn't, Bob, I may not be surprised.
What kind of trouble are you in if a honk will bring down the tunnel?
But let's not worry about that. Let's paint it vibrant colors. John is in Mobile up next. Hey, John.
Hey, Sean, I know you're trying to be helpful with the FM repeater inside the tunnel.
Yes.
But please don't put anything else in the brains of people. I just need to get through the tunnel. maybe you do something subliminal, like don't slow down when nobody's in front of you.
That's right.
You know?
But somebody suggested that I was going to put a repeater for FM Talk 106.5. No, they'll catch me if I do that. I have to have some kind of change my voice into tunnel talk radio. But yes,
well,
I will.
I mean,
go ahead, John.
I mean, you know, there's a reason that people are called sheep in the Bible, because in masses, they're stupid. Okay?
There we go. So I'll give them nothing else to get distracted by.
So maybe a nice voice that encourages them to drive correctly.
Move along now.
Yes.
Move along.
Don't run up on the vehicle
move
in
along
front
now.
Of you.
It's just a tunnel. You will come out the other side,
you
like our buddy Philip
right.
says on, you know, on his viral Facebook video. Alan is in Gulf Shores. Hey, Alan.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, look, this is probably crazy, and it goes against what this gentleman just said, but I went to Vegas 2 years ago, and there's a street in downtown Vegas that has all the LED lights over the top that they do all the concerts and stuff at.
Yeah.
You got to have an exit sign on the city side that says, you're leaving Mobile, come back soon, and a welcome sign on the other end, and nothing but a light show all the way through the tunnel. Give people something to look at when they're traveling.
How about they look at the road? How about they look at the car in front of them?
They'll look at that anyway. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Alan. God forbid they would actually look at, you know, like...
He's called Fremont Street. He's talking about Fremont Street.
And they probably have to put a warning outside the tunnel, like if you suffer from seizures or if you're pregnant, don't drive through the Bankhead. You'll have to take the Wallace.
Oh, that's great. Goodness. They'll see that right then. They'll start backing it up.
Then they'll have drink stands set up for people who just can't take it any longer. I mean, lemonade I'm talking about.
Right, absolutely. All right, so we're going to find out one of the colors today, says Aldot. One of the colors of the thing?
They said coming soon. There's going to be a reveal, they say.
Okay. So yeah. We've got our suggestions here, which y'all have come up with today. A Mardi Gras theme. I think that's probably, if I had to score it, that'd be the number one. I'd give that the number one score.
Yeah. If we were making the odds, I would say Mardi Gras theme.
They said gold and green and purple for the tunnel.
But isn't that, that's New Orleans colors.
Those are,
Mobile
ours
has
first.
I know, but don't we have, I think if you omit one color, that's when you know it's Mobile Mardi Gras. But anyway, so it says, stay tuned because the first color will soon be revealed. Mm. That's what they said, and they tweeted that out.
And it's fuchsia.
On the 6th at 2.03 p.m.
Big day in America. We'll find out possibly the next Supreme Court justice and the color of the Bankhead tunnel.
Be on the edge of our seats for both of those. Yeah, 8 o'clock our time, we find out the nominee for SCOTUS. We'll talk more about that as well. Coming up during the midday show today. All right, remember, podcast of all our shows, all the 36 hours of live local radio we do every week, available by going to FMTalk1065.com and just clicking the link for podcast. Plus, you can download them. You can subscribe.
Mm-hmm. Subscribe on Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify, or TuneIn Radio.
All right. Very good.
This is so nice.
Yes, it is. And that's what we leave you with. Some Muzak. All right. Coming back at noon, and we'll see all of y'all tomorrow morning at 6.